Kinsey Crowley is 23 years old. She lives in Brooklyn, New York, and she loves ping pong.
Oh, I have like so many things to say about ping pong.
Recently, Kinsey has started to see ping pong not just as a game played in basements and rec rooms, but as a form of resistance.
I know it sounds kind of crazy, but for me ping pong has become a small form of feminist resistance for me. You know, we had a table at high school and I would play, and even if I was beating a guy, he'd be like, oh yeah, you're pretty good for a girl. You know, back then, I'm not sure I would have labeled myself as a feminist, but of course it made me angry because I was good and I didn't deserve to be downgraded just because I was a girl.
Kinsey had a good reason for feeling that way. She learned how to play ping pong from her mom, who, according to family lore, was once the best in Delaware. Kinsey didn't quite believe that until one day last fall.
She sent me a news clipping that I'd never seen before, and she's the cover photo, just clearly smashing a cross table ball.
The year was 1977, and the small news item accompanying that photo identifies Kinsey's mother as the winner of the Delaware State Closed Ping Pong Championship in both women's singles and women's doubles, with Kinsey's grandmother as her partner.
I have to have you describe that picture of your mom, because a more 1977 picture does not exist in this world.
Yeah, so she has a pretty epic bowl cut, and she's looks really intense, and she, like, her paddle's up in the air, and the ball's just going over the net. You know, she's trying to balance, and she's really intense, and her hair is just very 70s. Yeah, it's a great photo.
Now, is she still that intense when she plays?
Oh, yes. Yeah, we all are.
Growing up in Maine, Kinsey says her family was always game-oriented. They'd play Scrabble, other board games, tennis. But for Kinsey, her brother, and her mom, the game of choice was always ping pong.
I always knew when my brother was home because I'd come in and you'd hear, you know, yelling from the basement.
When Kinsey went off to college, she took her love of ping pong with her. Whenever she grew tired of studying or writing papers, she'd play ping pong. She calls it her productive procrastination.
It would just be like hours would pass on a Saturday afternoon and I'd be down there like sweating and, you know, I've taken my shoes off so I could move side to side quick enough.
After college, Kinsey settled in New York, and like a lot of recent graduates, she was a bit lost.
Definitely not prepared for real life, that is for sure. You know, the first few years after you graduate college are so confusing, and there's so much to learn, and kind of it uproots everything that you've been doing for the past 12 years or 16 years, however long you've been in school.
Kinsey's first job was organizing community events in downtown Brooklyn.
And when I got there, they had a few ideas in place, and it was my job to execute them. And lo and behold, the first event that they had planned was free outdoor ping pong. And I was like, this is perfect. This is going to be so much fun. And I think it became a running joke in my company because everyone could tell how excited I was about it.
Four tables were set up in the outdoor courtyard of a business center. DJs provided the music. And believe it or not, ping pong was a huge success.
What was supposed to be a four-week event turned into a four-month event because it ended up being so popular. Every week, 60 to 100 people would come, everyone from, you know, students to women in their pencil skirts and heels, and then there's people who come in like sweatband and full athletic gear, people just walking through, people who, you know, would come out specifically for this event every week.
Kinsey's next job was at a legal startup. She was now spending a lot of her free time playing ping pong. Her coworkers all knew about her hobby.
They would, you know, poke fun at it, like, oh, it's Monday night, Kinsey's got to run because she has the ping pong league.
In this new environment, Kinsey must have thought her days of organizing ping pong tournaments for work were over.
It was a completely different setting, you know. We weren't sitting around brainstorming, like, the most creative event idea we could possibly do, but more stuff that really works for our target market.
Until one day, when Kinsey and her coworkers were brainstorming ideas for an upcoming conference in Las Vegas.
And, you know, trade shows are really competitive spaces and you're trying to do everything to get your booth to stand out. And I think it started as a joke. We were like, oh, well, you know, I'm sure Kinsey would love if we had ping pong. And I was like, oh, yeah, very funny. And then kind of like a beat passed. And I was like, you know, it's actually not the worst idea. Like, I think we could do it.
And they did. They rented a table and ordered a bunch of ping pong paddles with our company logo to pass out like business cards.
it was effective. I mean, there was this enormous conference room at the Bellagio. Instead of us being just at our booth, we kind of pushed the counter aside and pulled out this mini ping pong table. And people would walk by, and at first they're like, is this a ping pong table in a legal operations conference? The irony did not escape me that I've somehow had two jobs since college, and both of them have managed to include ping pong in some sort of way. Yeah, I've laughed at it a little bit, but on the inside, I was like, this is awesome.
And this is where we get back to that idea of ping pong as a small form of feminist resistance. Because in just her first few years out of college, Kinsey realized something. Her love of ping pong was helping her get ahead in a competitive workplace.
It's hard as a woman to, like, know your worth out there. That is a part of the way that we're kind of conditioned, is that we should not be competitive and not step up to the table and think, I'm going to beat this person across the table, a conference room table or a ping pong table. Keeping that competitive side of me alive has been really helpful.
So Kinsey has some advice for women just coming out of college and setting off on careers for the first time. Don't be afraid to bring your passions to work, because you never know where they're going to lead you. And one more thing. Never underestimate a woman's ability, especially when it comes to playing ping pong.
Everyone that I say, oh, yeah, like I learned to play it from my mom, they're like, your mom? Your mom plays ping pong? It's like, yeah, she'd probably beat you. So watch it.
We first heard of Kinsey Crowley's ping pong journey in a piece she wrote for Forbes Women. We'll have a link at onlyagame.org. In the late 18th century, the son of a slave became a master fencer, musical composer, and military leader. He was even the darling of French society for a time.
No matter how successful he was, there was always this chain of race dragging behind him that was pulling him back.
That's just ahead on Only a Game. And remember to follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Only a Game NPR.